I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the Wake Up Call.
Does love make you crazy? In Utah, a woman was arrested because she sent some text messages to the woman she believed was having an affair with her husband. Mm-hmm. So they got into a big argument, the wife and the husband. He left. She took his phone and started texting the woman that he was having an affair with. The texts included her pretending to be the husband and said, "I have killed my wife." This obviously was coming from the wife.
Right.
There was no murder that actually happened. But then the girlfriend decided to call 911, obviously, because someone has just admitted to a murder.
Okay.
Well, they get there, the police show up, and they find out no one's been murdered. Now, all of a sudden, there's a bunch of questions being asked. And then the truth comes out after the guy says, "I got into a fight with my wife. We got into an argument. She broke my computer. Then she, like, took my phone." And then they started putting the pieces together that she tried to make it sound like the guy had admitted to killing his wife just to see what the reaction would be from the girlfriend.
What did she think was going to happen?
That's a great question.
What was her end game?
Well, I would imagine to make her think that, like, oh my God, this guy's a murderer. I can't continue a relationship with her or with him, right?
But she would have that thought and not call the police? She would just be like, "Well, dodged a bullet there."
Or, no pun intended.
Do you think that it happened just to see, like, okay, the wife's out of the way, now we can be together?
Even in that case, that's crazy.
Right?
Wow, that woman is an insane person.
Well, hold on. Obviously, you don't want, like, first responders being called, because that's keeping them from doing, like, actual stuff, helping actual people. Mm-hmm. But it does
You need to tread lightly
Listen, here's the thing. Again, let's pretend that 911 was not called, okay?
But there was still a murder falsely.
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't it sort of a hilarious victimless crime?
Not really hilarious.
I don't know.
It's not hilarious.
Okay, no. Not hilarious. But it's a victimless crime.
Let me know when the funny kicks in.
Well, I mean, it's funny because she's alive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because she made her husband, who is a cheater, look like a murderer, even if temporarily.
Right.
I mean, that nobody's going to be into that, you know?
But of all the things, to accuse your husband falsely of, murdering you.
It does seem like a lie that's going to catch up with you eventually.
Oh. Almost immediately.
Yeah.
Okay. Because all anybody has to do is see you alive.
Right.
Gavin, let's come up with a couple of ideas, some text messages that you could send that may be better than "I killed my wife."
Okay.
How
about one? Bitch, stay away from my man.
Okay, that's a good start.
Good start.
But how does
that one's cringy.
How much?
I killed my wife isn't cringy.
Okay, how about this?
Okay.
Pretending to be the husband,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've been putting glass in my wife's food.
Oh my God,
Katie.
Here's why. Because then there is, like, you can still be walking around as the wife.
You have Googled stuff.
I haven't. Yeah. I haven't. That actually, that one is a better one. Because then the girlfriend's going to be like, have you been putting glass in your wife's food? And he's going to be like, no. And she's going to be like, that's exactly what somebody who's putting glass in somebody's food would say. And then the wife can still be walking around living her life. And then it's just like, oh, he hasn't poisoned her enough yet. She's still alive. She should have done that.
I'm really scared
of her.
What
is happening?
Tell me how that's not foolproof.
I'm not going to, but I'm not going to drink anything around you anymore.
Oh, please.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.